give us something that we cannot hold on to. If God is this Jesus and he said, hold on to your profession, number one, it began with Jesus. If I hold Jesus then I got to believe that what I'm grabbing can hold me. Without the shadow subjunctive of a doubt.
Yes, sir.
It doesn't work, folks. It doesn't work if you don't believe it. No, now, you can say you got faith, but if you don't have enough faith to believe that God can change you, you won't become changed.
That's right. Good teaching, preacher. Good teaching.
Jesus, who is the one who can touch you, he's touching you and can change you, but you got to know how mentally you want to be changed.
Yes,
now watch the word. Watch the word. Look in your Bible. Watch the Bible. So, Brian, go ahead. The Bible said, let us hold fast our profession. And why? Why do we hold? Why do we hold on to the profession now? Because we have not an high priest. Oh, Paul. Now remember Old Testament, the high priest, you couldn't touch him. In other words, I'm not supposed to be that close. Now the difference with Jesus is he allows me. He allows me. It's not like the priest. In the priest, if you touch them, you could be subject to penalty. Matter of fact, you could be possibly killed that day. Or the priest, after you touch him, he has to go and clean himself up because of your touch. Now think about that. That's not synthetic. That's almost out there. That's like he's telling me, no, I don't want to. Jesus changed that. And if he changed that, then you got to know that he changed that. You got to start living like the one who changed and does not do that. And he understands what you're going through. And he knows how to touch you. And he knows how to work through your issues and your problem.
Amen.
The problem is not Jesus.
No. Is that true?
The problem is our profession.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Now watch it now. Look at the next verse. The Bible said, we have not a high priest that cannot be touched, who cannot sympathize with the feeling of our... Now, grab this word for me for a moment. The word is infirmity. It is interesting that the word infirmity, it speaks about our weaknesses. Most of us think we're strong when we're really not. Even as a preacher and as a Christian, I'm a Christian before I'm a preacher. And even though I look at this thing, I am not as strong as I think I am. Most of us sitting here are not as strong. We know some Bible. We know we've done some things. Thank y'all. Hold tight, y'all. We know some things. We're going down in the water, but we're not as strong as we think we are. Because, see, it is not in our strength that makes us who we are. Remember now, even though Jesus is placed here for us to become a uniqueness of his touch, yet, even though that, you have to stay connected in order to get vibrant, unique strength to move to your next level.
Amen.
Here's the catch. The catch is this high priest cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmity.
But
so what is the weakness? What is the weakness that you have that God says I can touch it? Now think about it now. You came to Jesus now.
Yes,
when you come to Jesus, Jesus knows that he can erase things. Now when you came with a salvation understanding, you knew that God can erase sin. After he erased sin, he gives you the profession. After he gives you the profession, now he says, touch me. Stay in touch with me.
Yes.
Now here's the catch. If we don't stay in touch with Jesus, what happens is we lose the virtue of our power of faith. And what happened is so many people are losing the virtue of their attachment to Jesus. Now here it is now. The Bible says now they cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmity. Now hold right there. I know I'm having you do this, but I got to make a point here. In other words, all of us have weaknesses. Our weaknesses are different. What is your weakness? What are you struggling with in your life? What is your secret that you don't want anybody to know about? What are they? See, sometimes you come to church, you sit like you are. You're beautiful as a people. But deep down in the core of your mind, you're struggling with weaknesses. Back down in the shadow of your brain, on the left side of the cerebrum, you're struggling with some problem that you can't let go, that you can't tell everybody that Jesus needs to touch you about. What is it about you that you got problem? You didn't come to church to be able to see everybody else's problem and everybody else's weaknesses. You came because of your own weaknesses. Some of you are backbiters. Some of you are jealous. Some of you are financially stripped. Some of you are sexual, debating on the things of God. Look at that. We have our weaknesses, and we come here because certain situation, and God says he's a God that cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmity. Whatever your weakness are, I know God can make you better. But watch now, but it's going to depend on something. Now look at the Bible. The Bible says he's a God that cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmity. But he used himself now, but in all point, here's Jesus now. He was tempted and like we are. In other words, there were women who walked up to Jesus and tried to get him to break his guard down. There were situations that thieves tried to get Jesus to break his guard down. Just like every day there are things that try to break our guards down. He was tempted now just like we are, but yet he was without sin. And that's why now, that's why he is able to touch you,
yes,
with the
thank
feeling
you
of your weakness, yeah, because he didn't fall for that last sin that you committed. Did you just have to do it? That last sexual act you did you just have to do it? That last time you got on your wife, did you have to do it? When you cursed out your children, did you just have to do it? That bank you robbed, did you just have to do it? Those drugs you took, did you just have to do it? That time you stayed out of check, did you just have to do it? See, you didn't have to do it. See, Jesus was tempted just like with all of those things. Yeah, he without sin. I'm telling you, that's why he can able now. He can touch you because he had a good, perfect life. Now, if you want to get straightened out, you want somebody who can touch you that have not sinned. You don't want me to touch you because my life is messed up. All of us in this building are messed up. We need somebody greater than ourselves to touch us. And if that's so, watch me now. If that's so, then I need somebody that's not going to bring issues up again. I need somebody who's not going to smack me upside the head. I need somebody who's not going to wear me out with it after it's done. Know what the Bible says? No. Let me work just a little more now. I know I'm getting you high. Look. Let me work just a little more. Look what the Bible says. The Bible says now, yet without sin, Wait a minute. Now we got somebody who can touch us.
Yes, sir.
He's tempted in all points like as we. Uh-huh. Gone through everything. Then he says to us, here's Jesus now. He is human. He says, let us. Come
therefore boldly.
Uh-huh. Not on your issues. Uh-huh. Not on your terms. Uh-huh. Not on your goodness. Uh-huh. Not on anything that you're able to do. But let us come boldly to the glory of grace. It's nothing you were able to do. It's nothing you will be able to be. It's nothing that you can do to sustain it. You're just going to have to come crawling down on bending knee because of what Jesus done. I know my condition. I was not right according to the will of God. But somebody went to the heaven. Because he went to the heaven, I'm able to come to him now. I can touch him.
Yes, sir.
And if I touch him, he can touch me with the feeling. Now I gotta come boldly. Listen to me now. Listen, let me, before I close, listen. He says, if you look at the word, he says, let us come boldly now to the throne of grace. And I want you to watch this picture before I close out now. The Bible says he can touch me. I've got to come boldly to the throne of grace. Note this throne now. Throne room, God is always sitting upon the throne. Now, there's something special about God when he sits on the throne. Throne room privilege means that God is, as Brian said, is in control. And his throne room is his powerhouse. His throne room is his stability. His throne room is his uniqueness. His throne room is where he revigorates us. And so the Bible says, let us come boldly to the grace and to the throne room of God. Now, why? Because if I come back to God and God touches me, I then need to have a boldness now to be able to know that if he touches me, I have the boldness to live my life. Did you not know every day of your life you can live it with confidence? Stop worrying about certain things. Stop agitating over certain things. God has already given you the strength of boldness. Parisia. In other words, I'm just crazy now. I'm not trying to be all of this and that. I'm just telling you, because of him touching me, folk get upset because I'm bold. I am bold. He gave me the privilege to be bold. What did he do? He touched me. He touched me. I went over and let him touch me. I got strength to be bold now. Problems arise. I'm bold with him. Situation arise. I'm bold with him. Problem is trying to. I'm bold with him. I'm not giving up. Listen, listen. Listen, listen, listen. Listen. He has given us all. Everybody sitting in this audience. You got strength you ain't even used yet. You come too far. Some of y'all come too far to be laying down and giving Satan when God has made provision. Look at the word. Let me close. Let me close for the next time. The Bible said, look at the closing. The Bible said,
let us come boldly.
Let us come boldly. Thank you, brother. Thank you. To the throne of grace.
That we may obtain mercy.
And why are we coming? So we can have
mercy.
We need some mercy. Go ahead, Doc. You hear it? So we can have mercy. I want to share with you now, and I'm going to close. I hear Jesus in Luke chapter 8 and verse 44. You can write it down. You have to turn there. But Jesus was talking to the woman who, after Jairus' daughter, and she had come and she had an issue of blood for many years. And it's interesting about this woman that when she come, and how you relate to this lesson is the idea that Jesus is able to touch. He's already done and provided everything for you to be restored, to be healed. You can be healed today. But the Bible said this woman had the issue of blood. She came to Jesus, and Jesus was talking. She was very disrespectful, Chad. And as she came up to Jesus, and she came up to Jesus, and Jesus was doing all this talk. Like most of us, and the Bible says the woman, just as rude as can be, she came up with this issue of blood and just couldn't get rid of it. There's something that you just can't get rid of it by yourself. You're going to need a little touch of Jesus. She came running, and when you're desperate and when you've had all that you can have, you're going to have to find somebody to help you in your down need. And so this woman came to Jesus, and she came, and he was not paying her any attention. And all of a sudden, as he was talking, the woman, she started to take things in her own manner. She knew that she was bleeding, and doctors and physicians that you've seen talk about they couldn't fix what she had. And there are some situations that you can't fix and doctors can't fix. You will have to do what you have to do in the serious note. And when the doctors have done all they could, she came and she fell down at the feet. And Jesus was talking and mingling with the crowd. Wasn't paying her any attention then. But Jesus just started pulling on the butt of a garment. And he's still not paying any attention now. Crowds all around. She's just pulling on the garment. And when she was pulling on the garment, something started jumping all on the inside of her. Jumping all on the inside of her. And the Bible says that the woman, her blood issue, the stench, it stenched right away. It stopped right away. In other words, she'd been to all these doctors, and the doctors couldn't do it. And all she done now, watch the relation now. Watch the relation. Stand up for me, Bobby. Watch the relation now. Jesus touches him. And this is passage, the woman touches him. I know you don't understand the implication, but stay with me now. Even if Jesus don't touch you, but if you can get somewhere, if you can get somewhere where Jesus is and touch the border of his garment, it will mean more to well to you. It showed the dedication of this individual. The blood stopped. She became healed. And Jesus began to faint like Superman with kryptonite. Jesus said, I felt somebody touch me. The virtue is going out of my body. And it transversed itself over to whoever touched me.